Welcome, welcome, and let's dive right in. You're listening to AI in 5, the lightning-fast rundown of all things AI, where we cut through the jargon and get to the good stuff. I'm your host, Doctor of AI, Dr. JR, and today we're talking about a topic that's been making headlines. The robots coming for our jobs. Or are they? First up, let's talk about a new study from a place we can all agree is pretty smart, Yale University. A lot of us have been on the edge of our seats, clutching our resumes and whispering, is this it? Is this the end of human work as we know it? Well, a recent study from Yale's budget lab found that since ChatGPT burst onto the scene in late 2022, there's been no discernible disruption to the U.S. labor market at a big-picture economy-wide level. That's right, all that anxiety, the data suggests it's largely speculative. This really put things into perspective, doesn't it? Just like personal computers in the 80s, which took a decade or more to truly transform office life, it seems AI's biggest impact is still on the horizon. The study does, however, note a slight divergence in the jobs mix for recent graduates, which could be a sign of things to come. But for now, the sky isn't falling, it's just a bit cloudy. Our second big story is a bit of a reality check for the business world. A new study from BetterUp Labs in Stanford is coining a fantastic new term, work slop. That's right, work slop. It describes the low-quality AI-generated content that looks good on the surface, but lacks the substance to actually get the job done. Think of it like a cheap knockoff designer bag. Looks fine from a distance, but the stitching falls apart as soon as you touch it. This work slop is reportedly a big reason why over 90% of companies are seeing their AI investments fail to deliver a return. The takeaway? You can't just hit generate and call it a day. Thoughtful integration and human oversight are still the key. Now, let's look at a couple quick hitters. First, data drought. Get this. The AI industry is facing a global shortage of high-quality training data. According to Nima Raphael, Goldman Sachs' chief data officer, we've pretty much run out of data on the open net. This is forcing a greater reliance on synthetic data, which, as you can imagine, can lead to, well, more work slop. It's a fascinating catch-22. Our next story is with India's AI boom. On a more positive note, India is fast becoming a major player in the AI world. From using AI to enhance financial inclusion for millions to optimizing crop yields for farmers, the nation's innovators are proving that AI can tackle tangible, real-world problems. It's a great example of how this tech is being used to empower, not just disrupt. To wrap things up, let's hear from our experts. Former IBM CEO Ginni Rometty has a quote that sums up our job market discussion beautifully. AI will not replace humans, but those who use AI will replace those who don't. And to hit on the ethical side of things, Dr. Maria Randazzo from Charles Darwin University, a total academic rock star, warns that the rapid speed of AI's evolution is outstripping our ability to regulate it, threatening fundamental rights like privacy and autonomy. It's a powerful reminder that with great power comes great responsibility. And that's all the time we have for today. Remember, the story of AI isn't just about the technology. It's about the people, the relationships, and the culture it's shaping. So, my fellow listeners, stay curious, and I'll catch you next time on our AI in 5.